Even with a champion for the cause in the White House, Arthur Dale would fall out of favor with Congress. The country was moving towards a war economy, and the New Deal community was no longer relevant in the eyes of those who saw other, more pressing budgetary needs. The cost of construction and maintenance of Arthur Dale exceeded government projections, and not all members of Congress looked favorably upon a federally planned and sponsored community. It was originally estimated that the cost to set up a family would be $2,000 to $3,000, but the actual cost was estimated to be $10,000 per family. In 1947, the government sold its holdings to local residents and business people. While the experimental community no longer existed, the legacy remained, and families had a productive life in this planned community.